Back home, nurses and emergency doctors want public health measures on masks and working from home to be revisited. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation and the Irish Association for Emergency Medicine say that current COVID levels are making hospital conditions intolerable and that government cannot continue to bury its head in the sand. The current government policy is that face masks are no longer mandatory. However, they are still advised on public transport and in healthcare settings. Emergency powers to limit people's movements, voted in 2 years ago to try and slow the spread of the virus, will lapse tonight. Irish Association of Emergency Medicine President Dr. Fergal Hickey is with us. He's also a consultant in emergency medicine at Sligo University Hospital. Dr. Hickey, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good morning, Gavin.
Tell us more about what exactly you're looking for and why.
Well, first of all, I think we need to recognise that for the Irish Association for Emergency Medicine and the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation to jointly issue a statement is a very unusual event, and it reflects our concerns about the current intolerable and unsafe conditions in Irish emergency departments. We spoke at the beginning of the pandemic that the term flattening the curve was used all the time, and it was a recognition of the fact that the Irish healthcare system was unlikely to be able to cope with a massive surge. And what we were trying to do, therefore, was to lessen the burden at any given time so the healthcare system could cope. The healthcare system currently is not coping. Certainly, emergency departments are not in a position to cope. We have large numbers of patients in hospital with COVID. We have ward outbreaks of COVID. We have large numbers of people on trolleys. So what we're asking is that steps are taken to flatten the curve again. We're not talking about going back to the draconian restrictions. We're talking about the relatively simple interventions of requiring people to wear masks in indoor settings and advising people to work from home where possible. We're not asking for very much, but it may be the difference for individual patients between life and death.
Okay. Are you looking for more encouragement or enforceable rules on wearing masks indoors?
Well, at the moment, we're getting a very anemic response from the government. And the government seems to have concluded that if it can't completely resolve the problem of COVID without going back to draconian restrictions, that they're really not going to say anything. We're asking for a much stronger encouragement, up to and including a formal mandate. But at the moment, we're hearing, sure, look, do whatever you fancy, but wearing masks is probably a good idea. That isn't good enough. We know, for example, that if you have to wait for more than 5 hours from decision to admit in the emergency department, an additional 1 in 82 patients will die as a direct result. Yes. We know that if you're in an emergency department that's overcrowded, there's an increase in 30-day mortality from all causes for all patients. There are things which are potentially preventable by some actions. So we're asking for the government to actually, or in fact, we're asking for Tony Houlihan to advise the government, but we're asking the government to actually act on our request. We don't see politicians, we don't see senior figures within the HSC visiting emergency departments at the moment because they would be afraid of what they might find.
In countries,
we're in a position to actually describe the reality for patients.
Dr. Hickey, in countries with greater use or stricter rules on wearing masks, or even in countries like China with very strict restrictions, and I know you're not calling for them, the virus isn't being stopped. What difference would those measures make here?
It's attenuation of the risk. We're not suggesting that a mask mandate and returning people to working from home is going to get rid of the problem. But we can't withstand the onslaught of patients.
So what difference would those measures make?
It will potentially, if we have fewer patients being admitted to hospital with COVID as a result of less transmission,
Do you believe that given the current contagion of this variant, that those measures would appreciably slow the spread of the virus?
They will lessen it. We know for a fact that masks are effective at blocking 95% of respiratory particles. So any improvement in the current situation will lessen the risk for patients and lessen the risk for staff. We're not suggesting, and have never suggested, that this will resolve the problem and, COVID will be over as a result of these interventions. We're saying that the current situation is intolerable and unsafe, but it's unsafe for patients and it's unsafe for staff. And any step that can be taken to lessen the burden is worth doing. And that's all we're asking for, rather than this laissez-faire approach, which is kind of get on with it yourselves.
Dr. Fergal Hickey, from the President of the Irish Association of Emergency Medicine, thank you very much for talking with us this morning.